You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Welcome to the beginning of the end
of your Monday night here on CFRC, 101.9 FM in Kingston.
In a world of sound and no vision, one man will explore the theater of the mind, radio, and that man is...
Nicholas Ewan, and you're listening to Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. And here we are, it's 11 o'clock and some change. As always, we're here keeping it classy, taking it easy, getting ready to play some jazz music on a Monday night from 11 o'clock until the midnight hour, as we've been doing for 12 years now. It was a Monday night, the last week of August, 12 years ago, back in 2013, when I did this show for the first time. If I recall correctly, all those years ago, the very first song I ever played was Women in Neon by Beat Function from their album Moontown. And admittedly, it was the album art that completely sold me on the idea. I saw it and I thought, I need to give this a listen. And sure enough, it sounded amazing, so I had to play it. Now, we will, of course, be revisiting that song later in the show, but to start things off tonight, I have a fantastic request, as always, from a good friend of mine, Dan Nisnik. And he has sent forth an excellent request tonight. A very special version of Duke Ellington's Lotus Blossom from Duke Ellington's memorial album for Billy Strayhorn, and his mother called him Bill. A song which captures the joy and sorrow of looking back on a long career of collaboration, friendship, and music as life turns another page. Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington were basically unstoppable together. And when the Duke got word of Strayhorn's passing, he was inconsolable. And so it was that after they had finished recording this album, Duke Ellington stayed behind at the end of the session because he wanted to record one last song. Specifically, the song that Strayhorn liked to hear him play the most. And you can hear in this recording that the rest of the band is packing up and getting ready to leave. But the Duke decided to sit down and play this solo. And the engineer for the session just happened to notice and kept recording. And because of that, we have this recording, a tribute immortalized. Thank you for sending this my way, Dan. I really appreciate it. Let's begin here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM, situated on traditional Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. Whether you're tuned in on your FM dial on 101.9 FM CFRC, listening to Kojiko Channel 282, or catching us on the stream on our website, cfrc.ca. I thank you for joining me on this Monday night to relax and listen to some jazz music from the 11th hour to midnight. Without further ado, I say to you, please enjoy, and please stay tuned for more. Here we go.
My name's Daniel Wolf. If you're like me, you sometimes find Mondays to be a bit of a drag. Why don't you try out some really neat music? I have a show on CFRC 101.9 FM titled Dark Glasses. It's an eclectic mix of everything from jazz to folk to indie to musicals. You'll hear everything from Sonny Rollins and Dizzy Gillespie all the way to Gordon Lightfoot and Red Moon Road. So tune in Mondays at 2:30 to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 FM.
On CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. you'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
I'm David Suzuki. Cut your heat and energy use by 10% and you'll be making a real difference combating global warming. The future is in your hands.
Shrink your footprint, grow your wallet, cool the planet. Find out how at davidsuzuki.org.
You're listening to Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. Let's talk about what we played, and then we'll get ready to jump into that next set. We started things off, of course, with an excellent request from a good friend of mine, Dan Nisnik. And he sent in one of his favorites, a moving and impromptu performance of Lotus Blossom by Duke Ellington from the album And His Mother Called Him Bill, a tribute to the late, great Billy Strayhorn. Billy Strayhorn was just an unparalleled musical genius. He was just that good. And Strayhorn and the Duke together, basically unstoppable. To call it a lifelong friendship just wouldn't do it justice. To hear this version of Lotus Blossom played, it really drives it home, remembering the joy of life and the sorrow of parting. So thank you for sending this my way, Dan. I really do appreciate it. After that, we played Light Blue by Ron Carter from the album All Blue. And then to finish things off, we played The Consoles with their take on The Path of the Wind from My Neighbor Totoro, which I thought was really cool. Now coming up next on Shed Progressions, I have another request from Master Nate from Master Nate and the Reprobates, another fellow of excellent musical taste, and I'm grateful to him for sharing it with us. This week he wanted to hear Playtime by David Hilliard and the Rocksteady Seven. Thank you for sending this my way, Master Nate. Let's get ready to jump into it here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. Please enjoy, and please stay tuned for more. Here we go.
CFRC 101.9 FM Shed Progressions. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. Let's talk about what we played, and then we'll get ready to jump into that next set. We started things off, of course, with a request from Master Nate and the Reprobates. He wanted to hear Playtime by Dave Hilliard and the Rocksteady Seven. An excellent choice, as always. Thank you so much for sending that my way. And thank you for so many other requests that you've sent my way all this time. Seriously, you and Dan have sent me on so many deep dives that I have found some really cool songs and artists over the years. I credit them to you. Now, to follow that up, we played Pepino and the Engineer by Mike Field from his most recent album, Nashland. And then to finish things off, we played Go On, Get Your Groove On by the Heavyweights Brass Band from their most recent album, Knockout. Very funky set, and it's about to get funkier, because coming up next, I'm going to revisit an old favorite, and I think you might be able to hazard a guess which one. Women in Neon by Beat Function from their album Moontown. And if you've yet to have the pleasure of listening to this song, you're in for a treat. It leads in with a very funky bass line, then it adds in the keyboard and the strings, and it becomes something intriguing and beautiful. But I'm not doing it justice. You'll hear it very shortly, so please enjoy. And please stay tuned for more as the midnight hour draws ever nearer here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. Here we go.
are. We've reached the end of our show here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. Let's talk about what we played, and then we'll play our last song of the night. We started things off with one of my personal favorites, Women in Neon by Beat Function from their album Moontown. As I said earlier, 12 years ago when I first started doing this show, it was the very first song I played to start things off. It always takes me back to that warm August night back in 2013 when a younger, much more nervous me was getting ready to do the show for the first time. Nervous, anxious, trying desperately not to make a disaster out of things. When I hit the play button, that funky bass line started. Oh, by the way, I actually ran outside to check and make sure that it was actually broadcasting and I hadn't hit a button I wasn't supposed to. But when all was well, I just breathed a sigh of relief and said, oh, we're off to a good start. And so many years later, I can look back on it with a smile and a sense of nostalgia. Now, to follow that up, I played a more recent find. The Sorcerer by Corey Wong, featuring Jules Buckley and the Metropole Orchestre. From his most recent album, Starship Syncopation. And as you know, I have been enjoying that a lot. Now, before we play our last song of the night, just a couple of quick announcements, and you probably already know what I'm going to say, but hopefully you don't mind if I say it anyways. If you enjoy listening to jazz music and want to hear a little bit more of it during your week, you should definitely check out Dave's show Swing Swang Swung every Saturday afternoon, 2 to 4 p.m., 2 hours of jazz at a perfect time. And Daniel Wolf's show Dark Glasses Mondays at 2 p.m., two more opportunities during the week to hear some more jazz. Now, to finish things off tonight, it's become almost an annual tradition. We're going to play Joshua Redman's take on Stop This Train from his album Walking Shadows. It's a really beautiful take on it. Now, as our show comes to an end, I just want to say thank you for tuning in to Shed Progressions. I hope you enjoyed tonight's selections. Next week, I'll be back with a few more surprises up my sleeve and just to tip my hand a little. I wanted to play some more T-Square. I might also try to play some more Ron Carter. Some more Joshua Redman, and also some Brad Meldow, and it was his birthday just a couple days ago, and I just thought I'd give that a mention. So take care out there, stay safe, stay healthy, I hope good things come your way, and I hope this week goes your way, and if you would permit me a final indulgence tonight, let me just say, please enjoy our last song of the night. Good night, everyone. Thank you.
APP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through the summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mac, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Yvonne and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 27th. And then Yukon Blonde gets us into the fall spirit on September 28th. All shows are all ages at the Broom Factory and co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM. For a complete list of shows and tickets,